You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I'm going to start the day off with a bit of a rant. I have to rant.
Okay. Yes, can't wait to hear it.
I watched Halloween Kills last night.
Ooh, oh. That a mistake.
With the family.
Yeah. Oh, with the family.
Is there something bad? Some quality family time. Let's watch Michael Myers kill
somebody. Okay, but that's my family. They're crazy. They love Halloween. They want to watch a scary movie every day in October.
That's awesome.
I finally gave in last night for the first time. It's the first one that I decided to do.
Did you enjoy Michael Myers doing his best Jackie Chan impersonation?
Holy F.
So you saw this, James?
I did, yes, I did. Okay, unfortunately,
I wasted
2 hours. God, it is an unbelievable waste of time.
Yeah.
I get it. It's Halloween camp, right? I get it. I knew going in what to expect. I've never screamed at a TV screen so much in my life.
Really?
Come on! What the hell? It's stupid!
So is it going up in your worst Halloween movies of all time?
Absolutely.
Wow. Really? It's that bad?
I mean, that's what happens when you remake a movie 500 times.
He said that Michael Myers does a lot of karate.
Yeah. It's like Rumble in the Bronx meets Halloween.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, when did Michael... God. He's supposed to just be an insane person.
Yeah, he's like a silent stalking killer.
And shouldn't he be, like, in his late 50s by now?
I think he should be.
He's so the same age as Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right. Yeah.
He's eating that clean your guts out yogurt too.
Yeah.
Activia. Yep. Maybe that's what did it. All the Activia keeps him killing.
That's why they can't kill him.
But like, he got into her yogurt. Michael Myers got into Jamie Lee Curtis's yogurt, everybody.
It hasn't worked great with her, though.
He's incredible. He should be the next person.
She doesn't seem to age that much.
Oh, well. I don't know.
They should have him selling that yogurt now.
That's great.
That's why they can't kill me about it.
Yeah, he's too regular.
Explains it all.
It's just weird to get more flexible as you get older, which normally doesn't happen.
Oh, that's great.
He's not from my experience right, so far.
He should be using Icy Hot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, not kicking over his head.
Especially given everything he's been through.
Oh, yeah. 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 He's been through quite a bit.
Stabbed multiple times.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous. Like, okay, spoiler alert. Just a heads up. Uh-oh. I'm going to say a couple things. I'm just going to say, shot at, 17 times? Stabbed multiple times?
Oh, yeah. Nothing stops
punched,
him.
Kicked, pitchfork through the back.
Yeah.
Nothing.
He knows karate.
Didn't even, like, no blood comes out of him.
There's nothing left because of that yogurt.
Yeah, dried him up.
That's how it works.
Like, at least be a little bit realistic. I get it. I understand. It's camp. But at least be a little bit realistic. Like, there was nothing realistic about this stupid movie.
Isn't this a guy who studied the role? Didn't we talk about the fact that he studied
Which there's
it?
No reason to. Like, no.
What did he did?
He studied with
research.
A serial killer.
Yeah. Right.
On how he did things.
Right.
The guy
really
who took
serious.
Over the role of Michael Myers.
Right.
Such a bad movie.
I think I accidentally started to watch this. Does it start off with, like, two reporters going to Jamie Lee Curtis's house?
No.
Okay, that's a different
It starts off where the last one ended, essentially.
Yes.
Well, there's a little bit of a flashback scene, and then it goes right into pretty much the ending of the last one.
Yeah, the ending of the last one, but they do go back to, like, the first one.
Yeah.
And bring back characters from the first one.
Yeah, the girl, right?
Yeah, into this one.
Okay.
Which, in itself, might have been an interesting idea if it wasn't so stupid and dumb and horrible.
Yeah. Right.
Anthony Michael Hall is, like, the worst.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Wait a second. I'm watching it.
I didn't know he was in this.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall plays like the grown-up version of someone from the first movie.
We had an interaction with him. With Michael Myers.
Okay.
So the whole movie revolves around people who have had experiences with Michael Myers in the past. And there's not really like one protagonist that you're rooting for.
No, there's a dumbass Real Housewife who can't act. Who's in it.
Yeah, it seemed like kind of Frankenstein-esque with the way
she's
like
the original.
The townsfolk are revolting.
In the original.
Okay.
She played the little girl. That's why she's in it.
Oh, okay. She actually was.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
How does he keep getting his outfits?
Isn't that the same one?
He doesn't have any money. This guy's rolled with his yogurt. And
I think he kills like a landscaper every once in a while.
That's a good point. Because those jumpsuits are very expensive. Those aren't cheap jumpsuits.
I think he kills. Looks for a giant landscaper.
He gets a mask every time. He gets pants.
Yeah. Just was so frustratingly bad
that it made me angry.
It honestly, that franchise makes me feel sad for Jamie Lee Curtis.
I know, but she's sitting paid, on a pile right? of Halloween
oh, yeah,
money.
She is. Yeah.
And she's honestly, she's maybe not.
Somebody is frustrated and ready for something.
Yeah, you should.
It's played a couple times.
Oh, okay. she is in it maybe 10 minutes.
That's it.
In total?
That's it. I wonder how much she got paid that. For that. 10 minutes. I bet it was a lot.
Let's see. Jamie Lee Curtis.
If I was
she's
that
yogurt commercial.
She makes that yogurt right? money. I don't think she does that anymore. Yeah.
No, I know she doesn't. But I'm saying, like, she didn't care before to do that,
right?
You know, to make money that way.
Yeah,
so she doesn't care about being not, a crappy yeah, movie.
She doesn't care. Yeah.
What were you saying, Andy?
If I were Jamie Lee Curtis's character, I would really be upset with the justice system for not being able to keep this guy behind the door.
They're terrible.
He gets out every time.
The justice system.
And one of them, he's chained to a rock in the middle of a crazy yard, and he still gets out.
Yeah.
Yep. I've only seen one.
No, I've never seen any.
At the end of the last movie, he is trapped in a basement of an inferno. Like, this house is burning to the ground. And somehow... amazingly. Yeah.
Well,
let me tell you, the scene with the first responders, absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, this is like almost right off the top. You're like, oh, so we're in for? Okay.
Yeah.
Jackie Chan meets Michael Myers. Here we go. Hold on your butts.
Is that what they were going for? Just campy? Super campy?
It has to be.
Listen, they all are kind of campy. This was just ridiculous over the top. Campy. Like, unbelievable, made you angry campy.
You're right about, though, he got his ass kicked so much. How is he not super sore? I did an hour on a treadmill yesterday, and I want to die. Yeah, and I'm 37. Michael Myers is 68 years old.
Yep. He's still kicking over his head.
And he just learned karate.
Yeah. It's not normally how it works.
There's horror movies that they're all kind of unbelievable, but at least they're, you know, somewhat based in realistic thoughts and processes, you know, that if someone shot 17 times, they can't continue.
Yeah.
They are done for.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is not. This is like the man can take anything.
It's almost impossible to suspend your disbelief in this movie, like, whatsoever.
Yes. That's the right way to put it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They push it so far beyond.
Yeah. And I feel like they kind of change. Like, that's not how the Michael Myers character is. Like, it's not the way he kills. It's not the way he approaches, like, a murder, you know? It's not like Kung Fu style. Come on, everybody, let's go. You know, like, it's the Matrix.
No, wasn't he just always there? Like, you thought he was there.
But then he's right
behind.
But
then he's there.
Yeah.
And then you're dead, right?
That's his trick, yeah.
That's what the whole movie should be.
Right. What I love is that they had the guy sit with, like, an actual serial killer, but I think, and I might be wrong, but I don't think any of the famous serial killers that have ever been know karate.
I don't think there's any.
I don't know. I don't think there's any.
God help us if Jeffrey Dahmer knew karate.
Is there a karate? I don't think so. I think when you learn karate, it kind of calms your mind down.
Yeah, you wouldn't murder as
You
much.
Wouldn't be so murdery.
Dan took issue with this movie as well. He's joining us here. Hey, Dan, good morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Talking about Halloween
balls.
Kills made me angry, but you had an issue.
Yeah, did you notice how when his mask was off near the end, it looked like he had a freshly done haircut.
Oh, he got haircuts, too.
Who's giving him haircuts?
Supercuts.
Haircut?
Supercuts?
He'll cut anyway.
He had hair? Like, short and done up.
Really?
Yeah. The man is a master with the machete. You think he can't cut his own hair?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good point.
He's got a
flowbee.
He has a flowbee.
Yeah, maybe he takes care of it himself.
And he's human. Yeah. And where is he deucing?
Yeah, lots of questions.
Well, so many questions.
And where?
He has to have a home base.
Two gay fellas moved into his house.
Well, good luck for them.
And they redid it all.
What?
That's a part of the movie.
Two gay fellas moved into the house.
That's incredible.
And did it up. Restored it.
Now I have to
One's
see
One's dancing around like Buffalo Bill in silk boxers. It's like the craziest. The whole movie's so crazy.
Is there
crazy.
Any scenes online from the movie?
I'm kind of sold on this movie. Hall.
Listen, it's in theaters, but it's also
two
on.
Two gay guys dancing around.
I mean, Chuck is watching.
Sounds like this sounds great.
You want the trailer?
No, the trailer's not going to.
Did we see the trailer?
The trailer's.
I feel like I've seen the trailer.
You almost have to. Well, they're not going to put any of the scenes.
No, they won't put any of the good
scenes. But somebody will put some scenes up there.
I just think that they shouldn't have done this movie because I think that 2020 was scarier than this will ever be.
See if you can find the first responder right. scene, Dave.
So they just got a
first responder scene. Type that in.
Yeah, it's Halloween Kills. First responders.
Jamie Lee Curtis only got paid $8,000 for the first Halloween.
So yeah, but I think she made $5 million for this.
Yeah, make sure exactly.
3 to 5 million.
You don't know what kind of things are said.
Yeah, here's so.
Like, okay, look, that's the house. That's the firefighters show up to this house.
Yeah.
Right? No. Jamie Lee Curtis is like.
They swear?
I don't think so. I don't know. She's like saying, don't let him burn, let him burn, because the firefighters are rushing to the scene.
Put a, okay, firefighter right. falls through the...
Firefighter fell through into the basement against
spoiler
alerts.
Guess who's down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where they trapped him.
Yeah, this he's trying to reach for the hand of his partner, but look out, that's not his partner. And, look who comes out of the flames.
Look at that. He's not even...
Incredible.
Oh, God, the CGI.
His mask didn't even burn.
Yep, there. And there's about 22 firefighters on the scene. And how many make it? How many make it versus one man?
Oh, look at that.
22 muscular firefighters
versus
Jason. Yeah.
So he's been in the basement the whole time?
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's picking up at the last
really
movie.
For 30 yeah. seconds.
So they trapped him in that basement, and then they thought, they assumed they had defeated him. And now this movie picks up right at the very end of the last one, and that's what you're seeing is kind of what happened at the end of the movie. Like, yeah. once the credits were rolling, you're seeing what's continuing on.
Right.
Because there's a little secret way that he survives that basement fire.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stupid. So it just, anyways, it just made me angry, and I know I shouldn't have expected anything going in, but I don't know why it made me so angry.
I'm just glad I wasn't alone, because I've seen everybody's talking about how great the movie is and how awesome it was, and I was like, what do I not understand about these movies? Because I watch them, and I'm always like, I just want my 90 minutes back.
What, at any point did you feel like, let's just turn this off?
No, I want to get my money's worth off my Peacock subscription.
My kid still thinks it's, you
okay,
know,
that
Halloween
thought
fun.
It was okay, yeah.
And he didn't think
maybe
it was
maybe it's
but...
just not for us anymore.
No, I get
like it.
It never was. No, Amber fell asleep, and it was just Zane and I watching it anyway.
Oh, okay.
I was done with Halloween at pretty much the best moment that ever happened in that franchise, and that is when Busta Rhymes karate kicks Michael Myers in the chest and says, trick or treat, mother effer.
Yeah, like, why watch any further, right?
That's I was peak. Like,
that's it.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah, yeah, yeah. Done.
Amazing.
Done.
We should recreate that.
Well, get Busta Rhymes.
Yeah, we need Busta Rhymes, and James can be Michael
I'll run down
Myers.
The hall and see if we have any contacts with Busta Rhymes.
Okay. We probably do.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see it only gets 39% on Rotten Tomatoes, so America is not liking it, so thankfully.
Okay. It did okay at the box office.
It did. Well, because it's a Halloween
else,
movie
right?
at Halloween.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyhow, if you release a Halloween movie 2 weeks before Halloween, guess what? Yeah. It's going to do really well.
Oh, yeah. It's so smart.
Mm-hmm.
They got to stop. They got to come up with some new villains.
No, they're not, because they make a gazillion dollars, so they don't care.
You know, there was a guy in wrestling, this guy named Bray Wyatt. Well, I don't know what his real name is. Wyndham.
I don't know either.
So he played a character on there called The Fiend, and I know that, you know, he left wrestling, and no one knows what he's going to do yet, but I had heard that he's actually going to go to Hollywood and write the next big horror thing.
Oh, that'd be awesome for him.
Yeah.
I feel like he could do it. Like, he pulled off a creepy character. Like, he changed his character to The Fiend, and it was, like, creepy. Like, it was awesome. Like, it was exciting. You knew it was all in the realm of professional wrestling.
Yeah.
But it was like, is he going to be, like, the next Undertaker? Like, it was like that big of a deal.
Yeah, and I think that's what it's going to take. It's going to take some people, not just like, hey, look, we want to redo, you know, Jason. With a new twist.
Right.
Like, it's got to be something new. Fresh, new.
And the other, here's one more stupid point before I wrap this up. Jamie Lee Curtis, recovering from devastating injuries from the last movie.
Uh-huh.
Devastating open gut injury.
Okay. All right.
Has massive surgery. They basically have to open up her whole stomach and repair everything inside of it.
Yeah.
She is up and at him about 3 hours later.
That's all it takes.
She's up and at him, fully dressed, kicking people. Yeah, 3 hours.
3 hours.
Just 3 drops of morphine. She's ready to go.
She's ready to rock it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely believable.
It's the ogre.
It's that yoga.
It might be.
Always back.
Like when Dave got his gallbladder out, they should have given him a bunch of that yogurt. He would have been. Yeah.
Activia.
Yeah. He would have been. He would have been roaring to go.
That actually be a sweet Activia commercial.
It would.
That would be awesome.
She's surprised they haven't done that.
Yeah.
They give her Activia. Oh.
But Michael Myers comes in and feeds it to her because he's like, I need you to stay alive so I have somebody to fight against.
Yeah.
I need you. We're self sufficient with amongst each other.
Eat the Activia.
No, I'm not gonna eat it. I want to pass. Let me pass. Everyone I know is gone.
Yeah,
you killed them.
What's crazy too is that she just never moved to another state.
No one leaves this town.
Stays the same place.
Judging from this movie, everyone who's been devastated by this killer just sticks around.
Yeah, they must have like good house prices.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Those gay guys.
My house
got
is paid
yeah,
for.
They
must have got Michael Myers' house really cheap. I would assume.
Oh, I bet.
You get a good deal.
Imagine it's his house. You're like, hey, listen, the previous owner is a serial killer that is on the loose, yeah. We think.
And tends to come back to his house.
Yeah.
On the regular.
This is perfect.
Oh, hell, we'll get along with him fine.
Sure, they met a nice end.
Yeah, it was. It was an interesting scene. Anyways, I do not recommend it. You're going to watch it if you're going to watch it, but I'm just saying it made me angry. It was so bad. Did the fan who returned a historic Tom Brady ball lose out on $750,000?
This is what I was talking to Rowan about yesterday.
Imagine being at a game and getting your hands on a ball that's a major part of sports history. What would it take for you to part with it? That was the decision one fan faced this weekend. He made it super easy. During Sunday's Buccaneers-Bears game, Tom Brady threw his 600th touchdown pass. That makes him the only quarterback in NFL history to do it. Not thinking about the significance of the moment, Bucs receiver Mike Evans tossed the ball to a fan in the stands.
Yep. Your chance.
Somehow,
your lottery ticket.
A Tampa Bay representative who must have had some great negotiating skills, as you can see in this little clip from Twitter, convinced the guy to give the ball back.
Negotiations in NFL history.
Right here, he's like, we need that ball. That's 600. What?
Well, really? He didn't tell him it's 600, I guarantee you that.
No way.
He didn't tell him that.
Just
that
like,
guy just did it.
Tom.
Didn't know.
One time, you got it.
So he got another ball and a $1,000 gift card.
Well, he got more than that.
Oh, did he? Because that's
yes.
all they said.
Oh,
that
no.
He got
okay.
At the time.
So this way he got a, he got two autographed Brady jerseys and Brady's, a helmet. Then he got a Mike Evans jersey.
And this was all after the uproar.
This is probably after
right?
the uproar.
Because initially all
I read
they gave
this last
him
night.
Was a $1,000 gift card.
Right, right. So he got the two Brady jerseys, Brady helmet, Mike Evans signed jersey and his game worn spikes, which I thought was that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Then the $1,000 gift card to spend inside the Tampa Bay gift shop.
Yes.
And then season tickets for the rest of this season and season tickets for next year.
Well, that's
so
nice.
Pretty
which,
good.
Yeah,
which is pretty good.
Pretty good.
But like and Rowan was like, wow, that's so much stuff. And I go, yeah, that's about $1 million less than what he should have got.
Yeah. They say of all the estimates, the average is about $750,000, what that ball would
that's
be worth.
That's crazy.
So yes. He handed over $750,000 at the low point here. So how does he feel about it? He sat down to speak to WFLA-TV about this, and let's get to that report now. Let's take a listen in here. Let me just get right to it.
And Kennedy told 8 on Your Side he thought it was super cool having a game day played ball. Then he learned moments later, quarterback Tom Brady wanted that very ball back. Byron Kennedy captured the touchdown on his phone.
Yeah,
on your side,
he'll hate that video.
Bob Hansen captured the moment from the field as Mike Evans tosses Kennedy the game ball. It was a moment he will never forget.
He sure
wanted
won't.
To get a video of them
looks
scoring
like he's
coming
in prison
straight at us.
Or a hospital now.
So I was actually videotaping that touchdown. And then kind of stopped paying attention after he scored the touchdown. I didn't realize until that he was coming to jump up and give me the ball until he was jumping up and giving me the ball.
And what ball, you might ask? The ball Tom Brady used to complete his 600th touchdown pass. Kennedy had no idea.
I just thought it was cool that I got a touchdown ball, not a historic touchdown ball.
It was when a team official approached him a short time later that he realized what was in his hands.
They said, is there any way we can get that ball back? And I said, no. Because I didn't like, I didn't care that it was a 600 touchdown ball. I wanted the game ball that I got from the touchdown. I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
The Bucks ended up giving him another game ball and a gift card for some merch. But he's hoping the franchise sweetens the deal. Perhaps a round of golf with the GOAT.
That would be really cool. I remember watching Tom and Tiger play in the Celebrity Pro-Am together, and that looked like a blast.
So how much was that ball worth? There's speculation that it could have been worth upwards of $500,000. We talked to a sports memorabilia.
We've heard $750,000. Tom Brady just announced that he's giving him one Bitcoin as well.
Okay, well, that's nice. That's like $62,000. That's nice.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Still
not $750,000.
Right. Like I was saying to Rowan yesterday, he was like, well, because Rowan, he's a good kid, and he's like, well, no, like that ball means so much to him. I'm like, yeah, but Rowan. And I think explaining it to him, I was like, that thing might sell for $2 million.
Yeah,
like, you have no idea what it's going to sell at. A lot of people are saying...
Yeah, look at the prices they're getting for stuff now.
Exactly.
They're all setting new records for this collectible stuff. So the rough estimate is $750,000. Like you said, it could be millions.
All you have to do is sit on it, too. It'll just go up. Like, it's not going to go down in price. This sports stuff doesn't go down in price.
Yeah.
But your son's right. Giving it back is the right thing to do.
Of course. Yeah. Of course it's the nice thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's like, the second you let that ball go, you've lost all of your bargaining chips.
Would he have haters online right now if he didn't give it up?
Yes, of course. Yeah. And you take that.
Would that destroy his life?
If I was going to make $2 million on a ball and people didn't like me,
he was at such a disadvantage too, because he's at the game, his official guy's talking to him,
and he also didn't really know. I don't think he knew until after the game that it was 600. I really don't think so, or someone told him then at the game.
At least they gave him more stuff. At least pretty good.
And it seemingly keeps getting better every day.
Well, because as more and more news gets out how much he just handed over, they realize they've got to make it up to him, right? Because
I do think there should be something like, when you catch a ball, the team and the NFL and everyone else should know how much that's going to mean to either a Hall of Fame or to whatever it is, and then pay you accordingly.
So like the 600th ball would have been worth that much?
Yeah, because no one else is ever going to do it.
It's the only NFL quarterback in history to do it, right?
Yeah.
If no one ever gets there,
yeah,
just keep growing.
The only ball that would probably be worth more would be his last touchdown thrown. Might be worth a lot.
Yeah.
You know, because I guess you just don't know when the last one's going to be. But I think when he decides, when you will know when it's his like last year, because they'll make a big deal about it and they'll talk about it every weekend.
Last game.
Yeah, they'll know, don't give balls away to people in the stands.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So he got a bunch of stuff, no doubt, but he lost out. Still, it's nowhere near the $750,000 he would have got if he had have held on to the ball. But I get, yeah, right
didn't,
thing to do.
Didn't someone in Boston do this for the baseball? What was the baseball thing where the guy was hoping to get?
I don't know.
He was trying to, it was like a family. They were like really trying to shoot. They were like, maybe we can get some season tickets and I can't remember what the dudes in Boston got.
Did they hand it over too?
I can't even remember what it was for. I just remember like a family. It was like two dudes.
Oh, yeah.
It was a banner, wasn't it?
Like World Series banner.
It was a banner. Yeah.
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 That's what it was. We talked about it on the show.
We talked about it on the show, and it's like, they were like, maybe we could get a couple tickets or whatever, you know? I just think you've got a one in a million chance. You were handed a lottery ticket, and to give it back, I mean, I get it. It's the right thing to do. And I might say, I want this ball to be, I want this ball to be Tom's. I really, really do. I would love it for Tom to buy this ball. That'd be great. That's, he's my first and last choice on who I would want. He's got enough money. I know I don't, but he does.
Yeah. If he really wants it, he can buy it from
me. I don't know. I'm different, though.
Yeah, you are. And I think, Chuck, in that moment, you'd back down. I really do. With all those fans around and people, you know, talking about it.
Yeah, like, you've got to take that ball and you've got to run.
You got to leave right now.
No, like, you've got to run.
What's crazy is the fact that he got his 600th touchdown is lost in all this. This is the story.
Yeah.
His touchdown wasn't the big story. Yeah. It's the fact that the ball was handed over.
Because I think he's going to throw another 20 more touchdowns this year. You know what I mean? Like, it's not... There's nothing really all that special about 600. It's just one of those weird round numbers.
Milestones.
You know? It's like a weird notch.
Well, yeah, he's not going to get a golf game with Tom Brady, but...
well, not yet.
He
Who
does
knows,
seem though? To be keep getting stuff as they realize, crap, everyone's giving us hell for taking that ball from
him. Pretty cool he gave him the Bitcoin, at least.
Yes. Yeah. And that, you know, like, there's talk that they might... That might
because it's
up
not
to
Tom Brady's fault that the other guy gave him the ball.
Yeah, and it means so much to him.
Right.
No.
Like, and Tom Brady's the one paying for it.
But it's like, how much does the team make?
Oh, my
how
God.
How much does the team make? That's what I would say. I'm like, you really should. Listen, Buccaneers. You want your guy to get the ball. I mean, I would be just, you know, it's your lottery ticket. And it was... probably poorly handled.
Yeah, for sure. It's not ideal negotiating situations when you're wearing a sun hat.
No, no. And probably drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He looked like he'd had quite a few beers.
You know?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
I want to take you to an alternate universe for this next one.
All right.
A universe in which Chuck the Freak still lives at home with his dad, the Brister.
Okay.
Oh, geez. My God.
It's just you two.
Okay.
You're living in Ohio.
Son, it's time for work. I'm living in Ohio with my dad?
You're living in Ohio with your
goodness.
Dad.
My goodness.
And you won't stop playing your guitar.
Boy, you think you'd be good by now. You're not.
A 79-year-old Ohio man is accused of shooting his own son.
Oh. I had to do it.
Because he wouldn't stop playing his guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up, I was afraid of the same thing.
Your dad would shoot you at some point.
For whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there are a million reasons for it.
Yep.
Fred Hensley Sr. faces felonious assault and domestic violence charges. Hensley Sr. told the cops he shot his son, Fred Hensley Jr.
Yeah.
With a pistol because he had been playing guitar horribly for over an hour.
I mean,
how old's his son, too? He's got to be like 60.
I bet he's, I mean, I don't
sure
know.
He's older.
In his 50s at least.
Only way to get good. Give it up. I can't. I want to get good.
Give it. You're old.
Put the gun down, Dad. I'm 79 years old. I've been listening to you play guitar for 40 years. I'm so much better, right?
No, it's awful. It's awful.
Nope. He claims he was only trying to shoot the guitar and destroy it. But he ended up shooting his son in the stomach.
Oh, well. Those seem like where the guitar would be.
Yeah. After getting shot, the son then beat the crap out of the dad while waiting for emergency crews to get there.
Sure.
You can see the dad does have quite a few facial injuries there that his son...
Made your face different, didn't he? Well, you shot me!
Oh, that's crazy.
That's a crazy day in the old...
That guy just heard too much of that guitar.
He's 79. I get that.
He's like, 80 is not going to be the decade for that guitar.
No, no. Nope.
You know Eddie Van Halen.
My dad would have broke my fingers in my sleep, I think.
Oh, you would have went about it a different way.
Yeah.
You know, like you, because I remember you, even in our office years ago, practicing the same couple of chords of a Nirvana song over and over and over
That's
again.
That's all I got.
So I can imagine if you live with that, you'd snap one day and just be like, okay, I got to stop this. I can't do it anymore.
No, I get it. I mean, I've lived through violin practice.
Right.
I mean, like...
That's pretty bad.
It was really bad. It was really bad. Even when someone's good... It gets annoying.
Sure, you don't want to hear it.
Right.
In your house.
You really don't.
But if they're horrible,
it's even worse.
Much worse, I gotta say, much worse. It was another old person making news this morning. This was a 106-year-old woman. You know, they did the same old crap. How did you live this long? Any special advice? Mm-hmm. She came right in and said, beer.
Right. Yeah, they always
Every once in a while, like so many times, it's like,
well, it's that one drink a day.
I had sex every day for 50 years, whatever.
New man every week.
Smart, though, because the beer company heard it.
Oh, well, sure.
Here's that story now from CBS Philly.
Woman who just loves beer got a gift today from her favorite brand. Yuengling provided this video of their special delivery to Margaret DeLulo of West Lawn. They stopped by with a Yuengling Lager truck delivery of Studs.
She looks like
DeLulo
a good time.
DeLulo credits a Yuengling Lager a day with her longevity. The brewery said it wanted to show appreciation for her loyal support over the years. Well deserved.
That's a lot of beer. A truck full of beer. She's 106.
I know how she's going to die.
Yeah, I do too.
But she is like laughing and carrying on. Like at 106, I thought basically you're shut down.
Yeah.
She's doing great.
She's doing great. She's standing by the beer.
Posing by the beer.
I don't know if she's drunk and doesn't feel it.
Maybe.
But.
I mean, she looks maybe 80.
Yeah. Yeah,
just
she
106.
Honestly. She looks just like my grandma did.
She looks like somebody shot her with like a Barbara Bush gun.
Barbara Bush was 62.
True, she always looked that way.
Yeah, she always looked old.
Like the Quaker Oats guy.
Yeah.
But good for her. A lot of beer for someone that's 106, but...
How much did she get?
She got a truckload full.
Oh, she got a whole truck.
Yeah. But they say they wanted to show her appreciation for her loyal support over the years. She only drinks one a day, though. Maybe she'll kick it up now that she has so much.
Well, how many days? Do the math real quick. Did you see... 24 times.
Give it to some of your friends or something.
Yeah, everyone gets a...
That's her last batch of beer.
She'll never need to buy, I would assume.
No.
Nope.
106? Oh, my God. That is crazy. She's 106 and walking around and stuff.
I know. It's wild. And joking around. Yeah, she seems so with it and happy.
This is one of those cases where most people, I'm sure everyone she's ever met, is dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Sure.
You're 106.
You've outlived everyone.
She's had two sets of friends.
She's almost 107.
So she was born in like 1915.
My God. Yep.
When did automobiles come out?
Right around then.
Yeah.
They were just getting good.
That's insane. I always think about stuff like that. Like.
Gas masks were just invented. Armored vehicles were just
invented. First tanks.
Pyrex glass. She's as old as Pyrex glass.
That's crazy.
All in 1915.
She was 30 in 1945.
Yeah.
Vivid memories of 1945.
Yep. We hope. She's older than airplane, rocket fuel. She was born just a few years after the airplane was discovered. Made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's been around a long time.
Whew.
If you're going to waste food, at least pick something nasty. This is too delicious to waste. A 20-year-old woman in Tampa Bay named Braden Langford is facing charges after assaulting her own mother by hurling tacos at her.
That's one of the most dangerous foods you can throw.
Terrible.
They'd been arguing about cleaning the house.
Cut you up.
And Braden got angry.
Hard shell.
So she picked up two tacos and whipped them at her mom's head. Braden was in the dining room. Her mom was in the living room on the couch. So pretty decent throw. Both tacos hit the mark.
Jeez.
Someone called the cops, who showed up and found little bits of taco all over the place.
Hmm.
A police report said the mom had taco bits all around the couch and on the back of her shirt.
Hmm.
Braden claimed she threw the tacos at her mom out of frustration, but never meant to hit her. Obviously, they weren't heavy enough to do any real damage. Mom wasn't hurt. But the cops arrested the daughter. They've charged her with misdemeanor domestic battery. She spent a night in jail. She got released yesterday morning after someone posted bond. A judge has ordered her to have no contact with her mom for now. If you want to see her mugshot, you can go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Check it out there. There she is.
Were they Taco Bell tacos?
It doesn't say if they were homemade or
hard or soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of missing details. Taco details not in here.
Wonder if you get hit with a Taco Bell taco if that bell noise happens.
It's trademarked. We can't use it.
Yeah, right.
We're not allowed.
Dave's yeah, they advertise. Right. Absolutely they do. Come on, that's free advertising.
For comedy purposes. Yeah. Oh, you hit it with, two.
Oh my God, put
tacos.
Those tacos.
Hey, stop throwing tacos!
Like, at some point, you gotta be like, relax. There's no more tacos.
Yeah, they don't say if homemade or purchased.
I'd be real upset if somebody threw a taco right now.
She'd see me dive across like a slow motion action hero.
catch it.
Doesn't she look like a little bit of a badass? Like she's got attitude.
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Judging from her the picture we have here. It's not even her mugshot, it's just I don't know.
That's just like a catch me outside.
Totally.
pick. Action pick.
She wouldn't.
You got to be mad to throw a taco. I don't even like when a taco gets the edge of my plate.
Never mind.
I start getting worried, you know? I'm like, oh, that's too close to the edge.
But there's, I mean, really, no taco's going to do any damage to you.
No.
Because they're never scalding hot.
I wonder how fast you'd have to throw a taco to actually, like,
hurt someone?
Hurt somebody.
I think you could hurt somebody with a
like
taco.
Because I do, too. Like, if you say Justin Verlander threw a taco at you and it hit you in the face, I think you're hurt.
Yeah.
I do.
You better call the Mythbusters. This sounds like a job for them.
It does.
Can a taco really hurt you? I don't think so. Even if it's hard shell, it's still just going to crunch away.
I know.
Take an eye out.
I'll stand there with my mouth open. You know where to hit me.
Yeah.
I've got good aim. Not like Chuck.
Yeah, no.
What's the hardest taco you could get? You're in the taco game big time.
Well, listen, if I took a cheesy gordita crunch and threw it at someone's face, I feel like that's
assault for sure, yeah.
You're like, that's a heavy weapon.
Not only is it assault on the person you're hitting with the taco, it's assault on the cheesy gordita crunch.
That's a double charge. Reinforced taco.
Exactly. And there's extra weight to it.
That's a reinforced taco. I mean, that's...
You guys sound like taco engineers.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Breaking it down.
Yeah. I'm in taco engineer. That's all I do is taco engineer.
How long have you been a taco engineer for?
My whole life.
There we go.
He's a taco expert, too.
What's your greatest achievement so far?
We made a 7-layer crazy one that was like taco hard shell, taco hard shell, and
cheese on every layer.
Right, cheese and beans.
It was 4 pounds.
Wow.
Yep. They deemed it too big.
Took 3 years to engineer.
Still working at it, though.
Mm. That's why my legs didn't work.
How many tacos do you believe you guys have?
Legs.
Oh, no.
We made a taco so big you had to use like wires like on a bridge.
It fell on me.
I did. Crush it, thanks.
Taco engineers.
Yep.
Yep.
We have Staff Sergeant Wells here from Houston. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Now, you used to be a cop in the Tampa area. You had a story.
Yes, sir. I was a Tampa Bay police officer and a military police officer at the same time, and we got a call about a 16-year-old girl assaulted her mother with a Subway sandwich.
That's, yeah. You're hoping it's only the six.
Did the Subway sandwich do damage?
The Subway sandwich broke her mother's nose.
Oh, it did. Meatball, I'm guessing.
It was damaged sandwich.
I don't exactly remember what the sandwich was, but it was toasted. And it was funny because the mother had just gotten her nose done at the nose job people.
Oh, okay.
So her daughter was upset because the mother wouldn't take the daughter to go get ice cream after Subway. So her daughter stormed away and chunked the sandwich at her mother and nailed her in the face.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's literally like hours after her surgery.
Oh, yeah, that's gonna move some stuff too.
Well, absolutely.
That's gonna move some stuff.
Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
You guys have a blessed day. Thank you very much for the laughter in the morning.
Appreciate it, dude. Take care.
Sandwich engineer.
You know, if I had a Subway sandwich,
they can weigh.
Well, if I had
a toasted aspect,
toasted 12-inch meatball in a bag, and I wound up and
it's like a sack of bricks.
It's lights out. You're going down.
And the nose job, fresh out of the nose job place.
Don't go
anywhere called the nose job place.
I feel like it might be a real place.
Yeah, it probably is. Ryan, you were injured by a taco.
Yeah. I was when I was living down in Alabama. I was walking down the road, like just walking down the road home from Walmart one day. A car was driving by, and I had a all of a sudden felt something hit me in the back really hard, knocked me off my feet. My cousin checked my back, and there was like beef all over the ground or all over my back. So I looked on the floor, and there was a wrapper for a beefy five layer sitting there. And the truck went by, I got hit by a drive by taco.
Alabama crime.
That is okay. Yeah. The most Alabama crime ever. Walking home from Walmart, I was hit by a five layer beefy taco.
I can't even imagine having a five layer beefy taco and saying, I'm going to throw this out the window.
I don't think my muscles would let me throw it. I think that like my nervous system would come into play. Stop me. I'd be like, I can't throw it. I can't. I won't.
Yeah.
That is an Alabama crime, though.
It's a total Alabama crime. All right. This next story is something that could happen to our very own Lisa Way. A hiker in Colorado went missing last week. And the reason no one could find them is why we're talking about it.
Okay.
They were hiking near Mount Elbert, about 100 miles southwest of Denver. Someone reported them missing when they didn't show up by nightfall. So a search and rescue team went looking for them, but they couldn't find them. They even tried calling the person's cell phone a bunch of times, but no one answered.
Right.
And that's the Lisa Way part. The hiker was lost. The reason they didn't answer their phone, though, they didn't recognize the number and thought it was a scammer.
Lost?
Yes.
I don't understand why. How
they
are you
hate
lost
scammers.
And don't?
They assumed it was a scammer.
No, but you have your phone and you're lost. You call someone, or you have
or just
GPS,
look.
Just
like, GPS your way out
that
of there.
Story at all?
They found their way back about 24 hours after they left. They say they had no idea anyone was looking for them. Like they weren't injured. They were just lost.
Right.
And just decided they'd keep going.
Oh, so they weren't in any kind of distress.
They weren't.
They were,
but people were looking for them.
Yeah.
Search and rescue officials posted about it online to make sure it doesn't happen again. They say if you're out hiking and you get lost overnight, please answer your phone, even if you don't recognize the
number.
I
wouldn't answer my phone for sure.
Also, are you supposed to, like, once you say, man, I'm lost, shouldn't you just stop? Like, isn't the worst thing you can do continue to walk
but
for 24 hours?
They didn't report themselves lost. Someone out their family said, oh my God, they haven't come back. It's nightfall. They're still out there.
Let's say you're on a hike.
Yes.
And you go out and it's 3 hours deep. And then you realize, okay, let's head back. And then you walk 3 hours back and you're not where you thought you were. do you like just stop because you have no idea now where you are? Like, I would want rescuers to have a chance to find me.
Instead of keeping moving?
Instead of, like,
you'd
going deeper.
With, like,
getting out.
Trying to get out yourself, not even knowing if people are looking for you yet or not, right?
Right. It's weird. It's one of those weird things.
Was text not going through, maybe? Or just, but if you send me a text, I'll answer
Lisa
that.
Is trying to figure out.
I'm lost. I'm trying to find my way out of this hiking trip. What do you want?
And I just text, hey, open your map. If I'm texting
open a
you,
map
yeah, like go
on
to
my app.
Yeah, there's a map app.
Okay. This is how I found Amber on the weekend. So now that she's got her knee replacement, she's doing so much better. She decided we would go hiking in these hills.
Jesus. Okay, she's already hiking.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's great.
Doing great.
She hasn't been able to do it in years. She wanted to do it, right? Because her knee's been so bad. So we go. Of course, I walk a lot faster than her.
Yes.
So I always go on my own and then circle back to find her. And so Jameson and I went on our way. And, you know, it's been half an hour. I circle back. Now there's like 12 different ways to go.
Oh,
right?
No.
There's all these different trails.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, God, I can't remember which one I just took down here.
Mm.
So I call her.
Yeah.
Thankfully, she has her phone. I'm like, hey. How you doing? She's like, I have no idea where I am. I'm like, well, what are you looking at? And she told me what she was looking at. I'm like, well, you're at the top. If you can see all that, you're still at the top. So I had to use Find My iPhone.
You tracked her.
I tracked her. And then I saw I was going off course. I followed it back and then eventually found my way right to her.
Because you can share your location.
Yeah.
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 So if you're ever in that situation and you have iPhones, do that, because I was able to. I mean, she would have been fine. It wasn't like she was in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
But it would have taken us a lot of time to find each other, because one way can take you half an hour in a different direction, right?
Well, think about it. If you didn't have that, you would have never found each other.
Probably not, because she's horrible at directions.
You know?
Horrible.
Like, you would have never.
You have to get rescue.
That would have been ridiculous.
I can't wait when it happens.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's funny to think if you would have answered the scam call and been like, look, dude, I'll send you all the iTunes gift cards.
Oh, yeah. Like if you need to be rescued and a scammer called you.
Yeah, be like, you get me out of
here. What is going on?
I'm lost in the woods.
Can you go to a bank?
I can if you can get some rescue workers here.
What?
I will get you all the iTunes gift cards.
We need you to go to your bank.
I know, and I can get there as soon as you send me a rescue chopper.
Oh. I don't even.
Oh, the guy doesn't care.
I don't care about you. You're going to die out there.
Yeah, too much work for them. Bill's with us. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. You have a tip about this.
Yes, I saw a post the other day on Facebook. And it said, if you're in a situation where you're lost or in a trunk or your battery's just dying, to change your outgoing message to, hi, I went hiking, I got separated at this point, it's this time, here's the direction I'm heading.
Oh, that's a good one.
And so in case your battery is dead.
Yeah,
really smart.
I'm sorry?
No, in case your battery dies, right?
Yeah, it's like super smart idea.
And then that message would continue.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, no, I saw I saw the same thing. I think
I don't know how many people are in trunks would have to do that, but probably hiking.
I don't know who.
Yeah, like your phone's about to die, and then you're out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
I think it's because that family died. There was that family. They died like
in
mile. They died a mile away from the parking lot. You know, like they were overcome by heat. But they said, like, that was one of the things that spawned out of that tragedy, that people are like, hey, please, you know, your phone's going dead, change your message. You might want to thank Dave, just whatever you're doing
just
that
leave
day.
My message
just
like
just
that.
Be like,
you're hearing this message, something's gone wrong.
Yeah, just before you start your hike, just be like, all right, I'm about to start a hike with Amber.
Here we go.
We're at this place. Just giving you a heads up.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have service. Right. Wouldn't be able to update if you didn't have service.
No, that's right. Yeah, no, you got to think of it ahead of time, or hopefully you have a little bit of service.
Oh, and now police, because this was like a Facebook thing, police are warning against that. They say never do that. Just call 911. If you have enough battery to change your voicemail, call 911.
Okay.
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 If you can get through.
It seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, if you call 911 and then you tell them and then you leave the message too.
Yeah.
Sure. Doesn't hurt to do both, I guess.
Yeah. Sometimes you just call 911 and they yell at you.
Right.
Yeah.
All depends. Why you lost?
Yeah.
We're really like planning out our lost hiking adventure.
I can tell you I'm never going to go hiking again. I promise you that.
I cannot tell you that.
No, I will be hiking.
I will never be hiking.
Pat, though, your daughter got lost hiking. Is that right?
Yeah, we were down in southern Ohio camping, and I actually let my daughter and son go on this little mile and a half trail. And it was like 6 o'clock at night when they left, and no big deal. They wanted to go to the top of this hill because they could get cell reception. There was no cell service in this park. Well, my son comes back, and you know, he's been back for a little bit. I had no idea my daughter didn't come back. She's 14. And I don't know, like 8:30, he says, "Hey, my sister's not back." So it's getting dark. I decide, well, I'll go up to the top of this hill and see if I can find her. It's about 3/4 of a mile up there. Just as I get to the top, my cell phone rings, just a good coincidence, I guess. Unknown number, kind of the same deal. And I answer it, and it's the sheriff. It's a Pike County sheriff down there. And they say to me, "Hey, are you looking for your daughter?" "Yeah." "We've got her on the line. We've had her on the line. It's 9 o'clock at this point. It's pretty dark. They've had her on the line for a half hour. She was lost."
So she called the sheriff.
Yeah, she called the sheriff. Where she was at, she had no cell service, but only 911 would work. But bottom line, I ended up going out. She was 5 miles from my location, deep into the woods. By the time I got to her, it was 10 o'clock at night. And she was standing there in the middle of the woods, no flashlight, nothing.
Oh, my God.
We ended up having a helicopter come find us and help direct rescuers to us.
Oh, so you got lost, too.
Well, you're so deep in there.
Were you guys in Hocking Hills?
It was further south than that. It was Pike County, Ohio, way down on the southern border.
What happens when you have to be helicoptered out? Are you responsible for that cost or no?
I haven't gotten a bill yet.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. We keep waiting.
I don't think that would be cheap.
No.
Oh, my God, no.
All right, dude, glad you're okay. No, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
See ya.
That's terrifying, actually. But see what I mean? Like, she just kept walking, and then all of a sudden you're 5 miles away from where you sort of got lost.
Right.
You know? That's why it's so hard to find people. Like, you have to draw a 5 mile circle around in every direction. It's someone said, holy crap.
I love the idea of changing your message in an emergency, then forgetting it after.
Oh, yeah.
The next people are looking for you there.
Help me, I'm lost. I've been lost for 2 days.
I set mine one time.
I forgot to change my message.
I didn't even know what it said.
I'm fine. I'm at home now. Sorry about that.
Weeks ago. Yeah. I'm at home now.
It's like on CNN.
Yeah.
It's like, person missing on blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, man, that's crazy. I was just missing there last week.
This guy sent us an email. He had an encounter with a Buffalo Bill. He said, "I work as a driver for a local pizza shop. I had a delivery recently, and I thought of you guys."
Mm-hmm.
"I get to the guy's house, and I knocked. He took a long time to come to the door."
I bet.
"When he did, he had a robe on."
Oh, God.
Is there anything worse?
No. I mean, a towel maybe would be the only other thing worse.
But I feel like a robe's creepier than a towel.
Yeah, it might be.
I think so,
it might be.
A towel says, I mean, you're probably a pervert still, but a towel could just be, I just got out of the shower.
Yeah, I feel like that towel's coming off. I feel like that towel's coming off.
Like a robe says, all right, playing on you nude again.
Yep. Yep.
So he had a robe on, but I could see a lacy teddy poking out of the top.
Mm-mm. Oh, that's terrible.
His lips were also a very dark red shade. It looks like he had wiped some lipstick off.
So he was a possible real Buffalo Bill in there.
Sounds like it.
Right.
Dancing.
First thing he said to me was, "You got here fast."
My job.
"I like when my delivery boys come quickly."
Oh, man.
That could be taken.
That's a double entendre right ways. There.
Even though I was shocked, I gave a nervous laugh.
Yep. Yep.
All I could hear in my head, though, is Chuck's Buffalo Bill voice.
I'm glad. What a service.
Definitely had a creepy vibe about him. I just brushed it off and said, okay, I got to get going. You have a good day. He said, just come inside for a second. I'll grab your tip.
Oh, no, no, no.
Geez, more double entendre.
You're right. You're right.
Oh, I said, man. Oh, I can't. Actually, we're super busy. I was trying not to end up in a pit.
Mm-hmm.
He insisted.
Oh, boy.
As I was walking away, he said, just stop. And went and grabbed a tip. After I thought about it, I thought, is this guy cross-dressing? Want to get caught dressing up or something? I get back to the shop and I told my manager that, hey, just a heads up, I'm never going to that address again. Way too much weirdness for me. The creepy part was, though, he called for another delivery a couple hours later.
Oh, yeah. Like you need extra pizza.
My 6'3", 300-pound boss took the delivery for me. He said he did not look happy when he opened the door and saw him standing there.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering, though, was he a real-life Buffalo Bill and was planning something dark-sided, or just perhaps a cross-dresser who was fishing because I played cool with his little joke?
He's a reaction porn guy.
It's either that or he just was attracted to the guy.
Where he's just like, I make YouTube videos.
I mean, who knows? Who knows?
I think it's just more likely he was just into the dude.
Yeah.
And wanted to get him to come back and maybe.
I mean, I do think he's a weirder
he's
guy.
He's definitely weird.
Yes.
I don't think he would was going to kill him.
No. No. But not many people just order pizza from the same place twice in one night.
No.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right? That's the warning sign right there. Said I had to get your perspective on this.
Yeah, he's a perv.
He just wanted to give you another tip.
But don't go inside.
Oh, no, no, never go inside.
No, no.
Never go inside any stranger's house.
Yeah.
When I delivered pizzas, I never went into people's houses.
If someone had said that, come in, grab your tip.
I would have been like, the double entendre. But yeah, no, I wouldn't know. I never went into anybody's house. We can do the... You can give me the money. Else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll wait here while you
I think I would make maybe, I don't know if I'd be smart enough to make this up on the fly, but you just say, oh, it's company policy. We can't go inside your home.
I delivered pizzas in a much more innocent time, though.
You sure did.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like pizza delivery people now are like, the last three deliveries were all orgies.
You're right. It's a way to bring people to your house.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know.
I feel like OnlyFans and homemade porn. Have changed the delivery game.
There, I was talking to my friend, you know, baseball dad, and he was talking about ordering pizzas for these boys that were over, and he called the place, and they were like, yeah, you want this, and he said, is it for pickup or delivery? And he was like, oh, man, can you deliver it? And they're like, that would be probably about 6 hours. And he's like, what?
What?
And they're like, dude, like, we have one guy that's delivering all of our stuff. We can't get people to work.
Yeah.
And he was like, so please just come and get it. Like, that's the easiest thing. But then these two guys, they're like, we should probably pick up one of these pizza shifts. You probably do pretty good. Work about 4 hours a night.
Someone said I used to deliver and assemble gym equipment in St. Louis. So I brought equipment downstairs to a job to assemble. The homeowner was in his hot tub downstairs watching gay porn and asked me to jump in.
Come on in!
Long story short, his equipment never got assembled.
Like, what a setup.
It's because he was too busy hanging on the hot tub?
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, we don't know the end of the story.
Yeah,
no. Oh, sorry.
So I got in the hot tub.
Sounds like a blast. How long was that water?
Someone said delivered to a hotel one time, and the guy said, come inside, I got weed in here, cowboy. Weirdest thing ever.
Yep.
Doesn't say if he went in. I assume not.
No, because that to me seems like...
That's getting weirder.
It's going to go weird, right?
Yeah.
Smoking
weed with a random stranger.
Yeah. He's going to grab your junk.
In their house.
Yeah.
He's going to grab you a tip.
More tips to be had.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Your voice can say a lot about your personality. We'll get into that in a second. But we want to know here for a minute, has your voice ruined a date or have you dumped someone because of their voice? If you have or you want to share a story, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. Has your voice cost you a date?
This always makes me uncomfortable.
Or has someone else's voice made you realize you couldn't date them? Speaking of voices, people with lower pitched voices, they've determined a couple of things. More dominant, more outgoing, and more likely to casually F you.
Okay.
That goes for both men and women.
Yeah, you mean that you meet a girl like this, there's a lot of casual sex in the future.
So the lower her voice, the lower she goes.
Yes.
If you think your voice reveals more about your character, you're correct. They, according to this new study out of Germany, say people convey a few parts of their personality through their speech. And as I mentioned, those with the lower pitch voice are more dominating, more outgoing, and more open to casual sex. And it's men and women. Hmm. They analyzed information spanning four different nations and thousands of people compared to similar studies. They had this the largest sample size. They had people complete personality questionnaires and submit recorded audio clips of them speaking so researchers could evaluate their voice. They gathered information on sexual behavior, personality, and other things. And that's really the takeaway here. The link between the person's pitch of their voice and other personality traits is what they came up with.
Having a good voice used to really be a thing. It's so much less now. 'Cause you used to do so much, you know, communication on the phone that it was, you know, if someone would like your voice, it was like a big win. But less and less do you actually even talk on the phone. Like, it's
words and pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess back in the day when you'd call someone first and meet.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess people still do after, but they see you first, so your voice doesn't get a chance.
Right.
Oh. Maybe that's the new dating site, like voicehookups.com, or I don't know, where you just listen to people.
It's like you just hear a voice and click on it, and it shows you their nudes. Not bad.
Not bad, Dave. I'm just saying, if you think voice is the way in for some people, that would be where they shine.
Yeah.
Voice Tinder.
But I do think, like, the guys who have that, like, super deep voice, that they're going to do okay.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, truthfully, you rarely meet people in position of power like that.
With a bad voice.
Right? I do think it holds you back. If you've got a really, like, a male with a high-pitched voice.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a ton of CEOs.
You gotta become Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like go like Mike Tyson.
Train how to fight.
Yeah. That's the only way you.
This woman said, I've dumped someone because of my own voice. I have a little girl sounding voice. When I get angry, it gets higher and higher. Well, my boyfriend used to think it was hilarious and would laugh at me when I got mad. Mm. So I dumped him. Dave's with us next. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Have you been dumped because of your voice?
Not really dumped, but I have a little bit of a stutter, and I constantly get made fun of for that.
And once I got accused of making up a voice for a job interview that was over the phone, they said that it couldn't possibly sound like this.
Like this voice that you write currently?
Yeah.
Yeah, the way I sound. People call me Eeyore all the time because of my voice.
Yeah, it's just, it's a little it's like a little drawn out. Like a little bit, you know, but that's just a speech pattern, really. But
yeah, I can't believe they thought you were making it up in a job interview.
Yeah, and it was for a call center, too.
Well, that's, I could see that. I mean, you got to get through those cards.
It'd be hard for Eeyore to sell me anything.
Yeah, you got to get through those cards and quick.
I do get that.
I'm not really built for that kind of job.
Yeah, you can tell for sure, man.
No.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
He does sound sad.
He does.
Yeah.
I wonder if he could cheer it up, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
But it's not the voice you'd want representing you on the phone.
Honestly, on any audio. On any audio at all.
Yeah.
Because think about it, like a drive-thru, I wouldn't want...
Welcome to McDonald's.
You know.
Can I take your order?
Nope, I don't want that. I don't want any kind of front desk.
Would you like a cold brew today?
He's not. It's not. That's not his job.
Yeah. Right. He can't be the vocal representation of your company.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Dino.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good, my man. How are you?
Good. Your voice get you dumped?
No, it's never got me dumped, but it's got me lucky. I got a high-pitched voice, and on the phone, I get a lot of... A lot of people call me Miss and Ma'am.
No.
But I've never... I have a unique voice. So, but, keep going, you guys. You guys rock, man.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Thank you, sir. All the best to you.
Yep. See ya.
Sir.
Yep.
I don't get lady. Do you get lady?
No, I didn't get lady, but I think we only scratched the surface of that guy's voice.
I got stuff, but not lady.
Yeah, I think we only scratched the very surface of everything he had to offer.
Yeah, it was just like a little high pitched, I guess.
And then some stuff. He had some extra.
Some stuff. Sir. Sure. Joe. Hi, Joe. How are you, man?
There's some stuff.
Good. How are you?
Good. So we're wondering if your voice has ever gotten you dumped.
Actually, the opposite. It's what you guys are talking about. You know, that the idea about an app that you can, like, date just on voice or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, they have a couple apps that are like random chat sites where you don't have to put up a picture or anything. You could actually just leave like a voice note for the person, and if they want, they could respond. And you could text or leave a voice note, and I always leave a voice note, and I always get the thing back saying, like, you know, damn, you got a sexy voice. But I put a little more bass in it, you know.
You can really lower it down.
And it skews the study. Because it's more likely people who are to hook up randomly are going to, you know, they're going to lower their register a little when they're leaving the voice sample. And they're going to be like, you know, oh, hey, this is my voice instead of, you know, their regular voice. So I wouldn't trust that study out of Germany very much.
Yeah.
Don't go running around looking for people with lower voices to hook up with them, you know.
Joe, do you think that, you win in the voice, but a look app would not be as strong for you?
I'm like a good six and a half, you know, slightly above average, you know, maybe average. It's nothing like special. No one like a seven or higher would think, you know, oh, I'm going to swipe right on this guy right away. But as soon as I talk to someone, it gives me that foot in the door and then, you know, we can get things going.
So you've hooked up then with people that way?
Oh, yeah. And it's weird because it's a random chat app and you can hook up with like people all over the world. So you don't know who you get. And I've connected with like maybe six people in Michigan we've talked for a little while and then we just end up, you know, meeting up.
And how have they been?
Yeah,
because I'd be
question.
Worried about them on just a voice situation.
A couple of them were ended up being grenades. You know, they were walkaways.
Yeah.
But there was like three or four of them that were, you know, strong 7/8. Surprised me. I thought they were fake profiles too. Honestly, until I like get verification pictures and all that kind of stuff. You know, two fingers up, three fingers up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
But yeah, I love you guys. Penis balls. Yep. I forgot to say that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Penis.
Thanks for calling in. You have a good day. What does he mean by?
Well, fingers? Say I want to make sure you're real. Right.
It's like
so I'm like, show something me your nudes. You probably but I want you to have, like, put three fingers up in the picture for me.
Something you'd have to do right then and there for him.
Exactly.
Right? Not a picture he's taking off the internet or something.
Yeah. It's actually kind of genius.
I think there's a lot of really ugly people with good voices.
There's a million ugly people with good voices. Yeah. Look at radio.
I think it's like birds in that way or something. Like, I think you evolve a good voice if you, you don't have the coolest feathers. you better be able to sing, right?
But it's an interesting concept for a dating app, because you guys have always said that talking is what
your strong point.
Your strong points.
I never knew anything like this existed. I thought Dave came up with the idea just now.
I mean, this is random. I would narrow it down so you know you're getting people from your area.
Yeah, that's true.
I will eliminate the worldwide aspect of it and bring it down.
But can I tell you, though, like, the voices, just being in radio, I remember when my friend did overnights in radio, and this is back in the day before social media, before anything, we'd be hanging out. Girls would call in, and eventually, you know, you're young. You're like 22 years old. You're like, well, what's going on? Like, where should we all meet up after? Blah, blah, blah. Disasters almost every time. Sounded hot on the phone. Looked like a couch in real life.
And there's a lot of radio people the same.
Yes, exactly.
Right? You hear a girl's voice, you're like, oh my God.
She must be a smoke show.
Right.
I would never do a voice app, like anything like that. No way.
You're more visual.
Too risky.
I just don't understand. The only reason you do that as your main dating is because you don't look good.
That's exactly
it. But he said he got a couple of eights.
I know. I don't know how he did.
That guy's an anomaly.
Yeah, I don't know how he did.
Someone said, my voice is very nasally over the phone, but fine in person. So I try not to talk on the phone to someone I'm dating until after they hear me and meet me in person.
It's weird how my voice sounds different to me over the years. I used to hate the sound of my voice, like when I first started in radio, or like when I'd hear recordings of myself.
Right.
Hated it. Now I'm like, it's
I think we just have heard our voices so much on tape that it's like you kind of get over it.
You start off hating it.
Yeah, man, I hate it.
And then like, whatever.
I also hate listening to when I was first on the radio, though, because I was also really weird.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Super excited.
Like, they all request lunch hour.
Rock and ride.
It's the work zone with Andy Green.
I had a lot of bosses, though, giving me really bad advice.
Yeah.
So,
wonder if we could all find some of our first air checks.
Oh, I just recently listened to some.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have them still.
I don't think I have them.
But they're maybe on cassette somewhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I used to have a lot of them.
thanks for calling in.
Benjamin's with us here. Hey, Benjamin, how are you?
Good.
What's your comment?
So, I've never really gotten dumped, but my father is a very big, old Southern man that's got a really deep, raspy voice. And I'd say probably 6 out of 10 of my girlfriends or whatever have asked to call him. They want to talk to him on the phone.
Your dad?
Yeah, because they're like really attracted to his voice.
Red flag.
Yeah, my God, that's...
It kind of just... And then my father knows it, and then he's like, hey, where's that? I want to talk to this lady, and it's, it kind of makes it a little... I don't know.
Yeah, that's super weird. No, none of my dates should ever want to speak to my dad on the phone. Like,
no.
There's no, you're not speaking to my dad. No thanks.
Can't even imagine.
That's crazy.
Randy.
Yo.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Penis balls, everybody.
Oh. Penis to you. We're wondering if your voice has ever cost you a date.
Okay, so look, honestly, yes. First, I talk way too much. So that's why my voice, like right now, my voice doesn't attract anybody. But when I play games, I'm a man of few words. So I get on my game, I'm playing my game, and one of these gamer chicks goes on there. So she like asks me, when I'm talking, she's like, wow. Like, she messaged me, like, wow, your voice sounds hot. I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. And then she starts, like, just commenting all these crazy comments, gives me her Snapchat, sends me a bunch of nudes. Whoa. Like, she wasn't bad.
Right.
She wasn't bad at all. But that's only because, like, when I talked on the game, I was like, you know, just a few words. Like, she seen me as strong and silent. that's not me in person, so it doesn't work in person. Oh, way too much in person.
So you can destroy it. You catch him, you get him.
It's unconscious. It's like, I can't do it. I destroy it. So it costs me whenever I'm like in person, but that chick literally stalked me. Like, she stalked me. I couldn't believe it. Like, every time I got in the game, she's requesting me to play with her. She's sending me messages on Snapchat. I had to block her on Snapchat. She wasn't a bad-looking chick, but I was just like, dude, I didn't know you were going to be nuts.
Yeah, it's...
it was bad.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Later, guys.
See ya. I had early in gaming, I had someone in-game become obsessed with me. And I'm like, how are you obsessed with me? I am just a character that you are following around nonstop. And we didn't even talk at the time.
You told me you weren't going to bring this story up on the air.
Sorry.
Never we came out your gamer tag.
Said she. Come on, I said man. She.
Dwayne. Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Ripcord. Talking about voices affecting dates.
Yes, I recently had to let one go because she talked with that, where they rise up in tone, I guess, where they talk like this and everything's like this. And she was a smoke show, but I just couldn't handle that. It just made me crazy.
Also, everything at the end went up.
Yes. It just made me nuts. And if I'm doing it right now, I apologize.
No, you're not.
We don't hear it. Right?
So she'd be like, Chuck the Freak.
Everything's up.
Want a coffee?
Oh my God.
I went to the mall.
And then I go,
it would take a really bad voice to make me not like make that be the breaking thing.
Yeah,
like a really bad one because I've never had any problems with voices.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think you'd have to. There are some rare ones where it's like, whoa.
Yeah, you've probably never encountered just a really horrible
voices are kind of normal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Someone said I've had plenty of hookups, but I've had a few walk away because of my voice. I have a real thick Southern accent. And I've had a few that just told me, don't talk. Shh. They were just in it for the sex, which is fine. But at the end, as I climax, I always give it a yeehaw.
Oh, jeez.
You imagine the yeehaw.
Well, don't do that, step one.
Someone else said, took a city bus once and noticed a beautiful bald man with a well-groomed ginger beard eyeballing me. So at the end of the bus ride, I wrote my number on a piece of paper and handed it to him. For about a week, we sent text messages back and forth, and then I decided I was going to meet him. I was with him for maybe an hour before I left because his voice sounded like he sucked too much helium and got stuck like that.
Aww. So visually it was fine.
Yeah, right. Visually they
talking
made a connection.
On text was fine.
So much so she gave him her number on the bus.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is I think there are ways that you can train your voice like... It's almost like you put on that you're talking deeper and then just do that so much that that ends up being your voice.
I was watching something, and I think with people with Southern accents, mm-hmm. they don't get taken seriously in the workplace a lot. And there are like these big training firms that will like teach them how to break their Southern accent so they can be in positions of marketing. And
I read something about that too, and they also like people judge them on their intelligence.
That's what they think they're lower intelligence, so they have to break their Southern accent to be taken seriously in the world of business.
That's crazy. Just how you were born.
Right.
And people just assume the way you talk, you're dumb.
Yeah, like some of the smartest guys I knew, they're like, hey, where are we going? It was like super crazy Texas accents.
Like, you just closed the deal. What do you say? Yeehaw? No.
Nah.
No.
Nah. Nah.
Nah. You just say thanks. Snap say the elastic. Woohoo!
No, I ain't getting it.
I ain't getting it.
Cassie's with us from Blackstone, Massachusetts. How you doing, Cassie?
Good. How are you? Penis balls, I guess. Is that what I'm supposed to say?
Absolutely. Yes. You are. Has your voice affected your dating life?
Absolutely. I, BC, before children, I used to have my own blues and soul band in the Boston area. And I'm a pleasantly plump girl. Very comfortable in the skin I'm in. And as soon as I open up my trap, whether it's on stage or off stage, I'm surrounded by good-looking men. And it's never, let's just say it's always helped in that department.
So it's like the deeper voice has helped get you laid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you don't, it's just who you are.
Absolutely. Very, you know, like I said, I'm a pleasantly plump gal, always have been, but always confident, always a straight shooter, tell it like it is. Very stubborn, that's for sure. When you were saying, you know, implying all the things that, you know, if somebody has a deep voice or this, that, and the other, I'm literally on my way to work just cracking up because I'm like, this is absolutely true. So I guess your source is correct. I just wanted to confirm that.
All right, Cassie.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in. You have a good day. A few more quick calls here. Obi is in Tampa. Obi, has your voice affected your dating life?
Really no, it didn't affect me, but it's actually that it helped me to even get my wife who I'm married to now. Yeah, like before I met her on the internet, so when we were talking through messengers and things, I messaged her, I texted her that, you know, that I proposed to her. She's like, oh no, I'm not interested, please, so we can just be friends. I'm like, okay, well, no problem. So after a few days, and I called her personally, and while we were talking on the phone, you know, she's like, wow, your voice sounds so sweet. I said, oh, thank you. Yeah, so from that point, she was interested, and we started getting, you know, we started getting together. You know, most often we start talking on the phone. And from that point, you know, she was interested in how I got her today. So, yeah, I don't know about my voice, that even it's not her. Sometimes when I call people, you know, when I call some homeowner to work for them, they're like, ooh, you sound so nice. I'm like, okay, thank you. So I don't know why she's about my voice. People like, I can listen to my own voice, I record, I listen, I'm like, ooh, my voice is really terrible. I don't know why.
Everyone thinks that about themselves.
You do have a very friendly voice.
It is a friendly voice. Think
also, accents can either be good for you or against you, right? If someone loves your accent, that's also an it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's what my wife told me. Say, you got a good accent. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, very nice. Yeah, it just come natural. Yeah, but I do remember when I recall my own voice. I'm like, oh no.
Yeah. Obi, thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
No problem. You too, guys. See you soon, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Someone said last week at a fast food place we ordered food. My boss and I were like, oh my god, she's got to be smoking hot. Pull up to the window. It is a dude.
Oh, that's a twist.
Ooh, mind F.
Oh man, that's a twist.
Chris Angel, mind F.
That's like you and a buddy went through something you can never talk about.
They were anonymous. That's why they didn't call in, probably. Hannah is from Worcester. Hi, Hannah.
Hey, so I was just listening to you guys talking about your deep voice thing, or voice affecting dates, and it kind of happens to me. Like, I have a boyfriend now, so it doesn't matter. But, like, when I was, like, dating before, sometimes, like, things would be going really well, and I'd meet them, and I'd kind of stop hearing from them. But then I was also listening to you guys talk about, like, how you affect your change, like, the voice changing.
Yeah.
So, like, I talk, like, on, like, the Instagram, and I've gotten better about kind of focusing on what I'm going to say before I say it,
right,
and like tightening my voice a little bit.
Yeah, so you put it on a bit. You like actually make it go higher.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty self-conscious about it, so.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as she thinks it is.
Yeah, it's a normal voice.
No, like I don't think she has as deep. I mean, it's on the deeper.
It'd be exhausting to always have to put on a voice.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, well, honestly, I think what happens to you is that if you do it long enough, it just becomes normal.
It becomes your voice.
Yeah, it just becomes your voice.
I had a date with a supersized woman,
yes,
who had an incredibly sexy voice. She was an AT&T operator. Did I hit it? Yes.
AT&T operator.
Well, if you meet an AT&T operator, you hit it anyway.
You're hooking up with the AT&T operator.
Maybe just tell me about those discounts when I get on my.
Well, don't you think like operators had to deal with that all the time?
Yeah, I'm sure back in the day.
Oh, like all the guys would just be like, baby.
Yeah.
Tell me more about your high-speed internet. How many megabits for download speed?
Not many. Just a couple of bits.
What's my upload speed?
Coming up,
uploading slow.
It's those Fugan Italians. Why did a guy on house arrest beg to go to jail? Let's find out.
Those Fugan Italians.
A man on house arrest in Italy asked to actually be taken to jail so he could get away from his wife.
The Italian guys have to do this every once in a while.
According to the Italian newspaper Il Messaggero,
mm-hmm.
his quote to the police was, "I can't stand it anymore. The jail is better."
I bet being it is. A very bitchy.
Yeah.
The 30-year-old guy living in the town of with Donia Moncello mm-hmm. was no longer able to cope living with his wife. Exasperated by the situation, he preferred to escape, spontaneously presenting himself to the police, asking to finish his sentence behind bars.
"I prefer the jail. She's a very bitch."
He's serving a house sentence for drug crimes. He lived at home with his wife and family, but it wasn't going well. He said, "I can't do it anymore. I need to go to jail." Well, he got his wish. He was arrested and taken to prison because he violated his house arrest by going to the police department to ask to be jailed.
Yeah, smart.
So dream came true for him.
All you married guys, keep that
right in the back. Just show up to the cop station and say, "Hey, listen, I'd rather go to jail."
Yep.
And they will take you.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.